KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. This is Jody Denberg with my friends here from the Concert Club. Thank you for being here this evening. We appreciate you. And we get to do these after-hour shows because they're sponsored by Odell Brewing Company, and I see you've availed yourself of one, so we'd like to thank them as well. This is really exciting because we're just on the edge of Mobley's new album coming out tomorrow. In fact, he's going to be at Waterloo Records tomorrow at 5 for an in-store for the release of Fresh Lies, Volume 1. And I've been watching Mobley on our website doing these various videos stripped down to an acoustic guitar. And today we've got the full regalia. You guys here are going to see it in person. Everybody else will see it on the website when we post it. Please welcome, live on KUTX, Austin's Mobley. Mobley, live on KUTX. The song is Swoon. The album is out tomorrow, Fresh Lies, Volume 1. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So I was watching you play some songs on acoustic guitar backstage at Utopia Fest and ACL Fest, and I was wondering if that's how your songs begin, just on the acoustic, and then it evolves into what we just heard.
No, that's where that's how they die. It was just too good a line to pass up. It didn't even really make any sense.
I'm with you.
I'm a producer, so I write in my studio, and so I'm usually surrounded by a bunch of stuff. So they usually start as I'm hearing a whole song, and I'm kind of trying to flesh it out. And then I have to work out how to do it with less, you know, when the situation demands it.
Like on that song, why did you decide to play the drums as opposed to other instrumentation that was going on?
Oh, I think I look really cool playing drums. So.
The lighting does you well.
I mean, the serious answer is during a show, I just try to move around a lot and give people kind of an idea. My idea of my show is it's kind of a window into what my creation process is like. So obviously I recorded that whole song, and yeah, I played the bass and the keys and sang and everything. But I'll just pick a thing that I think will be the most engaging thing for me to do, and hopefully I'm right. And that's, I don't know. I don't have a better answer than that.
It was engaging.
You said these were going to be easy questions.
You know, it was engaging, and if it falls flat, you can always do stand-up, so there's no problem, you know? Fresh Lies Volume 1, I understand, went through quite a process to get to when you were pleased with it and ready to put it out tomorrow.
Yes.
So, perfectionist, does that ring true for you?
Yes.
See, that was an easy question. I just tossed it to you.
Yes. I'm just going to stick to yes and no.
All right. No, don't do that. You know, your music's been used on all sorts of platforms, on television programs. Is someone out there, like, pitching the songs, or do people come and approach you and say, I've heard one of your songs and I'd like to use it?
It happens both ways. There's supposedly someone out there pitching me. But a lot of times it's just somebody who hears it. Like, the biggest thing I've ever gotten was my ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. Really liked one of my songs and placed it. So, yeah, I don't know.
To go back to the album, this is Volume 1, and really there's a thread that runs through this record. Is it fair to call it a concept album?
Yeah, you know, I'm avoiding even calling it an album because I kind of conceptualize an album, at least a Mobley album, as something that addresses a discrete topic in a finite way. And as I was building this out, it became clear that the themes that I was trying to address were just too big to address in 35 minutes. And so Fresh Lies is a song cycle, and this is Volume 1 of the song cycle, and I intend to make volumes of it until I die or until I'm incapacitated.
Wow. Well, it's cool to be here at the beginning of it, or at least our beginning of it. The album comes out tomorrow. Mobley's going to be at Waterloo Records, by the way, tomorrow at 5, and is the April KUTX Artist of the Month. So in a smaller room like Waterloo Records, you have to obviously strip this down a bit.
Yeah.
But you still can bring it to life.
Yeah. It's more about the personality than the music, so.
It's about the songs.
No, it's totally about the songs. Yeah. I'm actually really excited about what we're doing tomorrow. Austin Signal is going to cut some 7-inch vinyl for me. I programmed some drums and light instrumentation to go behind the songs. And then I'm going to have like 4 7-inches that I'll put on a turntable, and then I'll play an acoustic guitar and keys over it. So that'll be fun. If you're around tomorrow, I'm at Waterloo at 5.
Waterloo at 5 tomorrow, tonight at KUTX, and our multimedia team is here, Julia Reese and Gabriel Perez, and they're catching this on video because we have screens and lights and smoke, and we have Mobley live on KUTX. What's this song?
This is Young Adult Fiction.
Oh. folding? Are you bolting it, zoning it down? After all that it costs, you finally run it aground. The future is at home.
Listening to Mobley live on KETX. The song is Young Adult Fiction. It's on the album Fresh Lies Volume 1 that comes out tomorrow. The in-store is at Waterloo Records. Want to thank our engineers today, Cliff Hargrove, Brooke Fisher, and Jake Perlman, and our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott. And I want to thank Mobley, a talented individual. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate having you here today.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow at Waterloo Records with Mobley. This is KETX 98.9.